It's The Takeaway on WNYC. Good morning, I'm Dan Blumberg. The Olympic torch is barely out, and while swimmers and track stars may be relaxing and enjoying their first cheeseburger in months, the world's best tennis players have another big tournament to play, and it's right here in New York. The U.S. Open gets underway in Flushing, Queens today with many of the players fresh from Beijing. Joining us now with a preview is the senior editor of Tennis Magazine, Peter Botto. Peter, good morning.
Good morning.
So how fresh can we expect the tennis Olympians to be heading into this Open?
Well, we're going to get a pretty good look at that in the first match of the day on Arthur Ashe Stadium, which will feature Elena Dementieva, the Russian gold medalist from the recent Olympic Games. But, you know, overall, I think it's been a pretty hectic year. I'm really more concerned about the emotional ups and downs these players have gone through at this point because, you know, the Olympic Games doesn't ask all that much physically, unlike, say, a Grand Slam. You know, the matches are best of three. The tennis competition did end about 2 weeks ago. These guys have had some time to recover, but I think the important thing here is how they're going to react emotionally.
Well, looking at the men's singles draw, which I was doing, it's just weird. The first name you see is Rafael Nadal, not Roger Federer. How do you expect the world's new number one player to fare? He's never made it out of the quarterfinals of the U.S. Open before.
Well, if Rafael Nadal has shown us anything, it's that he's got, you know, there's no E on his emotional gas tank or his physical gas tank. It really goes from kind of three quarters to full. And, you know, unfortunately, the closest he comes to bottoming out usually is around this time of year. In the past, his game has tailed off a little bit after Wimbledon. Gradually and slowly, he'd get to the U.S. Open. He's never been better than a quarter finalist here. And then in the fall, he does kind of a pretty big fade when they're playing indoors in Europe. But, you know, this year could be different. Look, this kid has just took the number one ranking. He's got a gold medal from Beijing. He's on track to have the greatest year in men's tennis since Rod Laver in 69. I think, especially with his stamina, strength, and his determination, I think you're looking at him closing better this year than he has in the past.
Now, Roger Federer also got a gold medal in Beijing, but it was for the doubles. He had an early exit on the single side. What are you expecting from Roger Federer?
You know, I'm not expecting a great deal for Federer. I think the operative word for him right now is regrouping, and you don't really regroup as you're going into the U.S. Open, much as you may want to. Now, granted, he's got the talent. He's got the, you know, the competitor's heart. He's got everything it takes to defend that title successfully and win it once again. But, you know, realistically speaking, if you look at the kind of emotional ebb and flow of these things, you know, Federer's kind of clearly since that Wimbledon final against Nadal, he's only been 4-3 in singles matches. He's last year at this time he was 9-1 coming into the U.S. Open. He's obviously been struggling. He's losing a couple guys who he wouldn't have lost to a year or two ago. His confidence is shaky. I just don't think he's going to be able to marshal all his reserves and wipe out this recent history. He's going to have to sort of hit rock bottom, which is represented by the end of the year. I mean, I think he's already probably thinking next year, you know, I got to pull myself together, make a few adjustments, and make another drive.
Who will you be watching on the women's side of the draw? I'm guessing the Williams sisters and a bunch of Russians and Serbians.
You know, Williams sisters for sure. I'm really liking what the Russians did. You know, at the Olympic Games, they really made the biggest statement yet about this kind of Russian revolution, all these women who have followed Anna Kournikova into the game. It looked for one period early on, 6 or 7 years ago, like these women were going to dominate. Well, you know, oddly enough, they haven't dominated. But, you know, at the Olympics, by sweeping the gold medal podium in singles, they really made a statement about what a great generation of players they are.
And the Williams sisters, do you expect them to be playing at that high level that they played at Wimbledon?
Well, you know, it's a pity that the draw put them against each other, and to some degree that was luck. On the other hand, at this point, seeing what happened this summer, even though the Williams sisters did win Olympic gold in doubles, their singles record has really been patchy. They've kind of lapsed back to the pre-Wimbledon Williams sisters, where you really never knew what you were getting when it came into a singles tournament. These two girls, given their talent, given their relative youth, given a number of major championships they've won, they've probably been the most erratic and unpredictable of top players when it comes to absorbing unexpected losses or not winning tournaments that they've entered.
Peter Botto is a senior editor for Tennis Magazine, and he writes the Tennis World blog at tennis.com.